not properly documented, and as a result, within a generation, nobody knows their name.
Absolutely, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more, especially being somebody who works in community radio. I mean, even I'm discovering new Black Canadian artists for the very first time, and I feel like if I wasn't in this space, how would I?
You
So
wouldn't.
I love what you're doing, right?
Thank you. So
Absolutely.
that's been our proudest accomplishments. I should also add that we've had an opportunity to have what we call a showcase of some of these artists to elevate and animate, their stories at the City of Toronto Archives, which is kind of a home away from home
Okay.
because we operate online. And we also have had an opportunity to showcase a major exhibit at the Archives of Ontario,
Okay.
the second largest archive in the country. And, as I said, we visited Montreal, worked extensively with CKUT-FM on campus at McGill.
Okay.
Visited the famous McGill Ballroom.
Yeah.
Here we are. We're looking at, having a showcase at the Museum of Vancouver.
Yes.
And again, we'll be doing something in Halifax. So it isn't by accident that we've chosen these spaces, because quite often these spaces and places do not have a very deep history of those contributions. And our goal is to say to our fans, to the people who, want to keep in touch with what we're doing, we're saying to them, these places and spaces have a responsibility
Absolutely.
to make sure that there's equal opportunity for us and our children, the next generation, to be able to feel at home coming into these spaces and seeing themselves represented.
I couldn't agree with you more. Absolutely. Now I want to shift over to Friday Showcase. You're debuting in Vancouver.
Yes.
Let's say I snagged a ticket already. What can I
Let's say.
expect? Let's say. What can I expect? If I'm coming through on Friday?
Well, the point and purpose again is to amplify some of these artists. We can't do it all in one shot.
Course.
So, what we've managed to do is to pull five artists who reflect Vancouver Black music history. And we're saying, here's some of the folks that are in the CBMA archives, right? And these artists include Ndidi Cascade, Dr. D. Daniels, Kerry McClelland, Henry Brown, Bukola, who's still at the University of Simon Fraser.
Oh, right on.
That's right. And Lyndon V, who is a longtime broadcaster at Vancouver Co-op Radio. I think he's got over 25 years there. And so, these are born and bred, if not born, but certainly folks who have lived in Vancouver for a long time. And we want to give them their flowers,
Absolutely.
and say to Vancouverites, look, you have some icons in your midst, and you can help us celebrate these artists and show your love.
I love that. So I can expect performances from the artists that you just mentioned. And is there any speeches at all or anything like that that might take place?
Yes, thank you for that question because, we essentially are a community-based archive. The Canada Black Music Archives is a community-based archives. which started in Toronto. It's important that whatever city we go to gather this information, that we make those links with community organizations. And so we're working with UCABC. We're working with the Hogan's Alley
Right.
Society,
Right. Right.
which I really love what they're doing in trying to maintain a record of their efforts to keep that history alive.
Absolutely.
One of the things that we recognize is that, whether you go to Montreal or whether you go to Alberta, whether you go to Halifax, Nova Scotia, we know the story of, Halifax, where an entire community was raised, the Africville Society. And usually, what happens when those things happen is that that history gets lost somehow,
Absolutely.
and we think that more efforts need to be done because a lot of these artists come from these communities.
Absolutely.
So there has to be a context, right, to the stories that we're telling about these artists and their contributions. So we're going to have the Unity Center Association for Black Cultures, UCABC, as well as the Hogan's Alley Society, to talk about
Love
their organizations and to share with the audience where music fits in, because frankly, music goes with everything.
100%, 100%. If it's not music and somebody who loves to talk about food, it's food. So it's like food and
Yes.
music pretty much go with everything. So I
Absolutely.
love that.
Absolutely. So we're excited, to say that we have an opportunity that we dreamed about one day getting to Vancouver and Montreal and Halifax later this year. We're kind of living the dream because this was part of the vision when we started out.
I love to hear that. And as a Toronto native, I just want to share, and most people who listen to this
Hello.
show know that, right? So big up to the T dot O dot. I love the fact that legendary and internationally known Carl Allen is also going to be there, spinning some sweet tunes, sweet vibes, you know what I mean, in between
Yes,
sets and stuff.
and I should have you know that Carl Allen goes way back with us. To the earliest days of Word Magazine, which Donna and I published, and also the Irie Music Festival, which ran for 20 years. And I've known Carl since I've been partying way back when. I'm not going to say how long, but Carl has been one of those rare individuals who's been celebrated as a DJ with two Lifetime Achievement Awards. I'm very envious of him, of course, winning those, but I know it's well earned.
Of
And
course.
he still is one of the top DJs. And he also doubles as a production manager for us coming out to Vancouver. So he has at least two jobs that we know of so far.
I love it. I had to give a shout out because you guys don't know. Like, I mean, I'm not going to try to date myself, but you know, if you know, you know. Like, he literally
Yes,
has been around
yes.
forever, and I love that he's a part of it and coming to Vancouver on, you know what I mean? I think that his energy
And
is.
I'll say this as well, Nicole. He's not new to Vancouver like Donna and I are. Carl has DJed at parties out here. So, we went for dinner yesterday, and, he calls and say, I'm at this restaurant, one of my favorite restaurants when I come over to Vancouver, and I thought he was just bragging on us, but
Saying it,
that's Carl.
I love it. I love it. And before I kind of wind down our conversation, I know you mentioned that CBMA is going to be in other cities, but is there anything
Yes.
sort of else that is, on the go for the organization?
Well, I'll tell you what we've also done in Toronto, and we think there's really a great way of expanding what we've done in Toronto. We have this tour called the Little Jamaica Music History Tour,
Okay.
where we take you on a tour of the Eglinton West area of town. You're from Toronto, so you might know about this,
I used to live
but it's
close
an
there,
hour
so
and a
yeah.
half tour of a neighborhood that was responsible for the vast majority of reggae music that was produced in this country. I think it was outside of Kingston, Jamaica, either the second or third largest reggae producing community. And more than that, the first rap record that was ever made in Canada was made in the Little Jamaica community. So it's now a cultural district. The city has designated it a cultural district for its importance.
Yes.
And we'd like to see more of that. We have some thoughts and ideas. And I think if we're fortunate enough to have it, we can look at having more tours that are in effect historical tours that gives people, a better sense. It's one thing to read about it. It's another thing to walk the community or even drive and get a sense as to the richness of the history that is right there under our feet, so to speak.
Love, love that. I just want to plug the details of the event one more time, just in case you just have logged in on to the station. So it is happening on Friday, February 27th. And it is going from about 5 to 10. I think doors open at 4:30 is what I'm thinking.
Yes, and I should add this to it as well, Nicole. We the first hour we want to invite, various folks from the community and those who are passionate about this history as we are to come in and meet us. It's kind of a meet and greet opportunity. I haven't won the lottery yet to be able to buy a condo out here. It gives people a chance to get to know us and learn about what we're doing. It's not just about having the showcase, but we want to do a deeper dive in terms of the history of Black artists from this community. And for instance, I just learned that Henry Brown, one of the artists that we're showcasing, is related to Eleanor Brown.
Oh, wow.
Eleanor Collins, sorry, the first lady of jazz. Most people aren't aware that Eleanor Collins had such a massive the word I'm looking for, reputation. She had the first show by any person of color on CBC, CBC television, before Nat King Cole got his in the United States. And, there are other great gems. Henry Brown is also a cousin of Jimi Hendrix, the great Jimi Hendrix. So I don't think he had a ch choice about being a musician with that kind of thing. Eleanor Collins sang with her sister as well in a quartet. So there is deep-rooted history in Vancouver, and we're just getting started. So if you know of people that ought to be in this archive, we're asking that you reach out to us at thecbma.com and share it. Our attitude is each one, reach one, teach one. And that's how we're going to grow. That's how we're going to grow right across the country.
I love it. And I love how you basically just answered my next question, which was like, how can we connect with you online?
Oh, it's easy. It's easy. And really, we learned a lot about, musicians that were whose stories were buried in Montreal when we got there last August. And I suspect it's absolutely the same situation here in Vancouver. Oftentimes our publications didn't document this kind of thing. And the mainstream publications or radio, especially radio, were rock oriented. So you won't find a lot of our musicians being given their flowers on those stations. That said, I think it's our duty collectively to bring their stories to light and give them their flowers.
I agree. I agree. I so agree. I just want to thank you so much, Phil, for joining me today. And I want to thank everybody for listening. Next up, we're actually going to be listening to an oldie but a goodie from Ndidi Cascade. And she is one of the performers that is going to be at the showcase on Friday. And here is her 2003 track, Ja Soulja.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Contracts on the dotted line, bind to the stars like the Zodiac. Sous nous, jodi nous fait nous battre tête à coup c'est qu'à la loue, tendez. Des fonds rêves, nous tout besoin tenter. L'm'te qu'on m'a l'aime d'amaché dehors, on m'en demande. La propose propos, moins gardez l'm répondre. C'est un dossier qui relè 1804. Semble yo fou, yo pas boy, yo v'lène blier. Gale yo sou, ma fortune la caille gaye ou pas gain coup. Gade j'en la gueule vague sous nous. En célébré tant qu'on nous fait manger en soupe, joumou.
Yo pas vrai pour nous t'inté là, mais jodi yo m'a plié ça.
Qui j'en nous compte fouetter devant, derrière. Si on vit, mettre mon en l'air. Levé, relé. Garde qui j'en nous compte fouetter devant, derrière. Si on vit, mettre mon en l'air. Faut garder derrière, pour ne bouger devant. Garde si mon yap grandi, faut quitter le palais. Faut garder derrière, pour ne bouger devant. Pas pousser la mon chien, jour nous pral rivé. Garde mon yo di yo la. Et menti yap di kounia. Et ça fait date mon chien nous là. Et nous pas bouger ça.
Hello, 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 and I am back. First, we heard Ja Soulja by Ndidi Cascade. Ndidi Cascade is going to be one of the performers at the Canada Black Music Archives' first official Black History Month showcase happening at the Museum of Vancouver tomorrow. I'm definitely going to stop by for the meet and greet, really looking forward to maybe I'll hear a bit of some music too. We also, after that, heard another track from Wahili with the song Bli Ye Sa. I want to thank you for listening to another episode of Beats and Eats on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, BC. Before I make way for the show Young Artist Bedroom, here are some details for one more Black History Month event happening this upcoming weekend. On Saturday, February 28th at 6 p.m., an art exhibition called Home is a Point in Time is happening. And this is a walkthrough art experience with music exploring the radical act of Black homemaking. This exhibition invites guests to witness the Black interior and how Black care persists even in board spaces. Now, here is one last track to send us out, and this is Keturah giving us Kwa Num Kwanu.
Yeah, well, I was born.